Matt Youngman, J-U-N-G-M-A-N-N, National Events Manager for Farm Progress.
Matt, this close to showtime, what are the final preparations for the Farm Progress show?
Well, you know, it's been, the preparations have been going in earnest for about a month now. And at this stage, the tent companies are finishing up, the landscapers are hard at work here a week before the show, and the company folks are just getting here and beginning to set their exhibit and their exhibit components, the machinery, getting those things in place. And then as soon as that gets done, in come the power washers and the landscapers to do the final decoration. So it's kind of a, it's kind of a layered system as we approach the show here.
But there is a lot of this show that seems to be permanent.
There is. More and more of these companies are putting in, at the very least, you know, they're putting in a gravel lot as opposed to the sod. So right now in this rain, they're out there on their gravel lot getting set up. The rain isn't slowing them down. And you know, beyond that, there's a lot of companies, bin companies, building companies who put in permanent structures that are here, and they're able to show them and not have to deal with tearing them down and putting them back up. You know, a lot of landscaping upgrades and things like that that folks will do on their exhibits, put roots down here so that they're a little more ready to go every time we come back on the even numbered years.
The time that we're visiting here, we're doing this in the rain, that maybe some people can hear that in the background. What kind of a year has this been like as far as demonstration plots are concerned?
That has been a challenge. It's been a cool summer, and that has slowed down the maturity of the corn. Of the 300 acres, we have 60 acres of 79-day corn that we think will be ready to go for showtime. But the 82-day corn, it just wasn't warm enough to bring it along and get it ready, and so I don't think we're going to be able to do anything on that. But, you know, we hope to have field action in that 60 acres, and we're also chopping off some corn so that we can still do the ride and drives, put folks in the seat of ATVs and pickup trucks and those kind of activities.
Now, what you're just describing here, some people may not have visited Farm Progress Show before. What happens in that regard?
Well, it's totally different than what they might be familiar with an indoor show, where there is an exhibit field full of static exhibits that are parked and cleaned, and you're able to talk to the manufacturer's reps. But out in the field is where there's a duplicate set of equipment that goes out and actually runs. We plant early corn so that here at the end of August, hopefully we're ready to harvest the corn. So we'll go in, harvest corn, and then immediately after that turn around and run tillage operations, all the while having ride and drive activities and cattle handling demonstrations and a really interactive event for the visitors.